This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, August 11th. Well, we had a pretty strong day in the wheat space yesterday. In fact, all the grains were stronger to start the day, but soybeans, which had been leading the way, actually gave it all up and reversed down by a few cents, but well off their highs of the day and giving us a bit of a spike high. Weather forecast change, it brought a little bit cooler temperatures in, brought some chances of rain, and that's all it took for the market to give up its gains. That's not quite the case this morning with soybeans trying to regain some of those losses, but still just the thought that the weather forecast would be moderating is enough to really take a lot of the energy out of that bull run. In wheat, of course, we're into the spring wheat harvest. We're looking at a fairly large harvest coming at us and the potential for bigger Russian exports. But the wheat market holding together pretty well. In fact, it's bumping up against its first level of resistance these last couple days and seems to be not selling off very readily. That would suggest that maybe we got a little bit more in this run. In corn, kind of caught in the middle between beans and wheat, it started out stronger but ended up about mid-range for the session. So looking at weather, it looks like for the last half of August, the forecast cools down a bit in the Midwest and does bring in some chances of rain across the central plains and into the western Midwest. So it's unlikely that soybeans are going to see a lot more to the upside. I think yesterday's high, again, is a spike high, and that's going to be a notable resistance level. Unless you just get a bullish crop report tomorrow or something that would really push this market beyond that, but I think for now we can look at that level as being a fairly notable resistance level. And I would expect that with the weather improving, you're not going to see a lot more bullish enthusiasm in this market. We got harvest coming in for corn just around the corner in the south. That's going to bring some supplies into the pipeline and keep at least some level of resistance in the market. So while I think seasonal lows are in, and in fact, yesterday December corn filled a very small gap left from the previous day and then ended up with an outside day higher. So even though it didn't close all that great, you know, kind of mid-range, it was still an outside day higher after filling that gap. So it's interesting formations. We are back to some swing highs from a couple weeks ago where the market seems to be having a little bit of trouble. So my guess is that we're going to go into more of a sideways trading pattern, and at least until we get into the harvest, probably well into September, markets will chop around back and forth. I think all of the major markets, wheat, corn, beans, will settle into more of a trading range until we get deeper into the harvest of the row crops, and then we start to work our way higher. We are seeing that European wheat, and in particular France, but those prices are rallying quite sharply. And that's going to be, I think, an indicator of ultimately where prices will go. Same thing with corn. Europe is going to become a major corn importer, and they're not going to get it from Ukraine. They're going to take all they can from Brazil, but we're already seeing Brazil's prices really start to move higher and even get above U.S. prices. So that's going to stall out their supplies. Obviously, they're running into the latter supplies of their crop. And I think from here on out, you're going to see more of the business coming to the U.S. for beans and corn. China is already running into that for soybeans. They've pretty much tapped out Brazil's supplies, and now they are buying U.S. soybeans. Export sales this morning, fairly lackluster. Wheat at 359,000 tons was within the range of estimates. Corn at 383 was in its range of estimates, and soybeans at 310. So no big numbers jumping out there, but I think it's just a matter of time before you see much of the Chinese business really hone in on U.S. soybeans. The same thing will be for corn here fairly soon. Brazil is in the latter part of their second season corn harvest. They've already forward sold quite a bit of that. And again, a lot of it's going to go to Europe, which normally would not have. So that peels away quite a bit of supply from the world offers. At the same time, Europe is talking about lifting some of the restrictions on U.S. GMO varieties. That just speaks to the underlying concern about having enough supply in the European Union. As far as the Black Sea goes, big crops out of Russia, the question is how much will they actually be able to move? In Ukraine, it's just a disaster. You know, they're finally moving vessels that have been loaded since February. The first vessel of corn was already rejected, so quality is obviously going to be a concern. And then above that, you do have some empty vessels coming into the ports to be loaded, but getting grain from the countryside into the exportable position is going to be difficult. And I just don't think Russia is going to allow it, if they can help it, is going to allow Ukraine vessels to be loaded with new crop when they themselves are having trouble moving new crop. But that said, they did just lose 7 warplanes in the Crimea Peninsula. So there you go. Maybe Ukraine is finally getting the upper hand. It's just so many variables when it comes in particular to the wheat market because of, you know, Russia being the world's largest wheat exporter and, you know, huge uncertainty there. Ukraine being the world's 4th largest wheat exporter, 3rd largest corn exporter, pretty much you can assume that it's going to be very difficult to get things out of Ukraine. And then we're looking at, you know, the winter crop seeding is going to be typically happening here in about a month. You know, how are farmers going to get winter wheat and winter barley seeded in Ukraine? They don't have fuel, they don't have seed, they don't have fertilizer. You're probably not going to see much coming out of there. So that sets the tone for next year. So the market probably is already presuming that it's not going to see much activity out of Ukraine, but still that's a notable absence of grain. You know, at least this year they got half of the acreage seeded. Who knows about next year? And so this just continues to wreak havoc across not only the Black Sea, but across world markets in general. So for wheat, and again, I think our seasonal lows are in, but wheat is looking at a big spring wheat harvest coming. That's usually an indication that the market will have trouble on the upside. Weather is still a factor for soybeans, not so much so for corn. And again, it looks like it's moderating. So it's going to be difficult to get a weather bump here. We might get a bullish crop report tomorrow. If we do, I think that will set the top end of the trading range. If it's a bearish report, probably set the low end. So I think either way, you can fade the report as we are just simply running out of time for a weather market to develop. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.